Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning and welcome to the Michael Van Tool Show. Missionary Holly Humphreys coming up in a few minutes. I just want to go to my live line, the Sunday morning team. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, are you there?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Henrietta.
Yes, Henrietta, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Christy, if you're online.
There are some software problems, as you can tell, and Henrietta, you and I are very familiar with some of these software problems here.
Yes.
Oh, man, I tell you, it was what a train wreck that was. And, you know, I know you guys didn't hear me, but I was following the show and went through the whole show and didn't realize that all you guys heard were the commercials. Evangelist Christy Laster is on the line. Good morning, Sister Laster. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. We apologize. We had some technical difficulties this morning, but we've got Detroit.
That happened.
Yes, we've got Detroit Spiritual Ambassador online. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphreys.
Good morning to my beloved children.
Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning.
Yes, we had some problems this morning, and as soon as you got on the line, everything started working out fine. we had some major issues from 9 o'clock, but as soon as Missionary Hattie Humphrey got on the line, everything started working. So, how are you this beautiful day?
Hello?
Yes, I said, how are you today, Missionary?
Oh, I'm just fine today, but I got something I want to send out to the world, my favorite scripture. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and burden thou shall be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the design of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring it to pass. Rest in the Lord and wait, children, patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. I'd say that, add this in the scripture. Fret not thyself because of all of the disease that's going on. God is still in control. All you have to do is trust in the Lord. Yes, this is a missionary, like old time. I just want the world to know I am saved and I'm sanctified and I'm ready to go forth, children.
Amen, amen. Community Highlights is brought to you by Pasco Tashman and Walker and lead attorney Cliff Pasco. You can reach him at this toll-free number, 800-826-0101. Franklin Wright Settlement. They are providing assistance to individuals and families in need. Programs like utility assistance, a food pantry, feeding the homeless, Meals on Wheels, and much more. You can call and donate to Franklin Wright Settlements at 313-579-1000. And American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. It's family-owned. Tell Gail that you heard it from Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. They have lifetime material warranties, certified installation crews. They're fully licensed, bonded, and insured, A-plus Better Business rating, and they give you the best price up front. We've got you covered, American Standard Roofing. You can reach Gail at 248-350-2323. Evangelist Christy Laster, Bishop Laster celebrated his 38th pastoral anniversary. Congratulations to you, family. And I know you had a big deal on Facebook yesterday. How was that? I chimed in for a few minutes, too.
It worked out well. You know, technical issues often arise, but it worked out well. It was amazing that many of his friends and colleagues in the gospel sent us a short clip just to let him know that they love him and they appreciate his years of service. And actually, Michael Ventura, we're going to run that again today at 5 p.m. on Facebook, Great Pentecostal Temple, and YouTube.
So we'll be able to see Missionary Humphrey's two-minute speech, too, because we recorded that.
Missionary,
you did that in one take. It was excellent.
That's because she's a professional, and she is excellent at what she does. So thank you so much, Missionary, for sharing that clip with us and showing your appreciation for Bishop Laster.
So, Prophetess Laster, we missed it yesterday. Is it too late to send in a gift to Bishop, and how can we do that?
Oh, it's not too late to gift. If Bishop Laster has blessed your life in any way, we do use Cash App, and that is at hashtag a greater PT 2010, greater PT 2010 is the Cash App. We also have a private line that people can call in, and that number is 313-394-9397, and people can give their gifts over the phone. And if they want to drop it off at our actual location on the east side of Detroit, that address is 15932 East Warren. Of course, that's Detroit 48224. We'll be there today at 11 a.m. worshiping and celebrating our bishop.
Yeah. And
great.
I'll be right there with him later on.
Great.
Amen.
And, yes, for 35, I don't know, I got a chance to click on and watch a couple of the videos yesterday while I was trying to get on. So maybe that's the blessing, because I was able to watch a couple of videos yesterday afternoon and sent in a congratulatory message on one of the promotional clips that you did. So we really, we're glad of this 38 years. Bishop Laster is an institution over there on the east side of Detroit, and he helps a lot of people, and a lot of people are blessed. And thank God for Greater Pentecostal in that east side area. You know, if it wasn't for that church, a lot of people would miss blessings and be suffering. You know, the church makes a difference. It makes a difference.
Absolutely. The church itself, the institution, the church makes a difference in the lives of people. And it really is an honor to serve people. The greatest individuals in the world are the individuals that serve, much like Missionary Hattie Humphrey, much like you, Michael Ventura, much like Henrietta and Kim on this line. God puts you in a position to be elevated and to be great in the earth because you serve. So what a privilege and what an honor just to serve people and to express and show the love of Christ in the earth through our service. It's amazing.
So, yes, it
absolutely.
Is.
Yes. We're so grateful for that. The rest of our Sunday morning team is here. Henrietta Ivey, political activist, analysts, good morning. What's going on? Oh, we just had the elections. Kim Worthy squeaked back, just got back in. Rashida Tlaib got the, Congress. And I know you were pleased with me.
Well, you know, everything has, you know, has ended. You know, the primaries are over. Again, like I said, Kim Worthy was reelected. In my district, we now have Mary Kavanaugh as District 10 state representative. So it's a lot of things that went on in this election, a lot of confusion. But at the end of the day, we have to move forward in our communities. We have to work with our leadership so we can make our communities better. And I am just more than happy to be the liaison for my community in District 10 to bridge together the community and leadership. So, yeah, we got a lot going on, and we're waiting for the November election and trying to get things moving so we can have a healthy election for November.
And Missionary, we don't just do the talking here. You yourself have helped many of the judges, city council members, mayors to get into office for years. And I learned a lot from you over these years, too. I remember on one program we had all six candidates for mayor on the show in 30 minutes.
That's true.
And there
was a time that you couldn't go into churches. I can't imagine people into churches back in the day. You just couldn't go in unless you went through somebody at the Reverend Frank's church or different churches that we went to. And I was, when they said that, I was thinking about Grind Home. I remember her, taking her out many years ago. This is a missionary offer, and I would tell Grind Home, you cannot wear pants. You can't wear this in the church. And they appreciated it. I was sort of like a spiritual mother. I was just telling it like it was. And as you said, many people that I've helped. And sometimes, as I'm at the age of 92, if I kind of stumble, I kind of might be forgetting a little, but I'm still on the Lord's side. And with all, I feel mighty fine that the Lord has let me stay here and to see all of you young people are still right by my side. This is what's making me strong, Ventura.
Absolutely. People like Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Missionary. It's great to hear your voice.
Good
morning, Christy. Good morning, Christy. It's great to hear your voice as well. Yes, when you're out in the community, I'm a precinct delegate also. When you're out in the community and you're trying to keep people informed, one of my personal missions is advocating for good mental health through my podcast, through my writings. And it's amazing how you see so many people struggling out here because they don't have a relationship with God, or they don't have a church home, or they don't have that support system. So yes, we are here all to serve in whatever capacity that we can based on our own talents and skills that God has given us.
And I'm glad you said
that. Let me say what you said. When you don't have a relationship with God, if you can get that relationship and believe in him, no matter what you're going through. And there's a lot of things that are going down. America has never suffered that they're going through. But God has a way of bringing people back to him. So that's what we are praying today, not only for America, across the country, how God keep us from these storms. Children, he's just good to us. And we must always remember him. If you just remember God every day, if you don't know how, I'm saying to the audience, you don't know how to pray, just say, thank you, God, for all of your blessings. I hope you're right over there.
Yes, and I'm glad, you know, we all have our part. We all have a part in ministry, and that's why I'm glad we've got this team together now, and we're focused on community and ministry. Kimberly, you just mentioned about, see, we're all doing our part when it comes to our community, when especially voting, because that is so important. Who we have, it you know now how important it is to have the right people in power. Look what's going on in Washington. It makes a difference about getting out and voting because it has a huge impact on our lives. You know, why I vote every year. I run my precinct. I'm in charge of a precinct on the west side of Detroit, and I've been chairperson in my precinct for the last few years, but I vote all the time, and I've always worked with the Elections Commission on Election Day. And Henrietta has her voting organization, her nonprofit. So we all do our part. Missionary is helping the right candidates to get into the right position. And she's been doing it for many years, and many of them to this day remember how they missionary helped them to get in. A lot of them missionaries didn't even know how to campaign in Detroit.
I want to say that I go way back with Coleman Young, so you can catch up on that. Both some of y'all probably got here. Coleman Young. I'm still standing without you young people carrying on the work, okay?
Okay. Speaking of a young person, let's get Greg Burkhardt on the line. We always are interested in hearing from Greg Burkhardt. Good morning, Mr. Burkhardt. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great on this day, and it's so nice to talk to everybody. I just wanted to say a little thing. I've been thinking a lot about the passing of the great Congressman John Lewis. And he was said to be the conscience of the Congress, and that made me realize the importance of how we think. And, I was listening, and Jesus often spoke in parables about farming and sowing seeds. Mm-hmm. And in one of these sermons, there was a phrase that stuck with me, and it said, "Sow a thought, create an action. Sow an action, create a habit. Sow a habit, create a character. Sow a character, create a destiny." And
wow,
we certainly need a new destiny now, and we need it now.
Yeah.
So, what I'd like to do is express my love to everybody listening and ask everybody who's listening today to express their loves to other people they meet today.
That's beautiful.
I think it's beautiful, and I want to thank Jesus for the love he gives us every day. I want to thank Missionary Hattie Humphrey for her loving example, and thank you guys on the Community Highlights team and Bishop Lassiter and all with you people do for our community and for the show. It's a great example for us all of the love that we extend to others. And to not take too much time, the last thing I want to say is make sure everybody is counted in the census and that we vote in November. That's so important to bring the new destiny.
Wow.
That is really wonderful. Greg
Burkhardt, I tell you, you hit a home run every time. That was just a great message.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
thank you.
It's years of talking to Missionary Humphrey that sort of brings this out and shows me what's important.
Thank you so much.
That's
so beautiful. And we from Arkansas, St. Louis, and Ohio, all my folks there, they're telling me how they enjoy the program. And I thank you so much.
John Lewis really was an example to say it all starts with how we think.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Greg Burkhardt, thank you so much for getting up with us and talking today. You've been a blessing, and we love to hear your point of view. Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you for all you guys do as well. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Yep. All right.
That was beautiful.
Bishop Sharp is on the line from St. John the Great. Good morning, St. Bishop. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm doing great, excellent, wonderful. How about you guys?
All right.
Hey, missionaries.
Hey, honey. All right. That's so glad to hear your voice. You may want to tell the world.
Now. Oh, yeah, brother. What's the individual that I missed? I missed his name that just spoke. He spoke, well.
Greg Burkhardt.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, let's spread some love. He said some good stuff this morning, not only about spreading love, but about transforming the mind. He started talking about changing our thought process, and Apostle Paul talked about that. Do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're going to go to the next level by transformation of our mind. Amen. And it begins with voting. It begins with voting. It begins with what you've been doing for years, missionary, and what Brother Van Tool been doing. Let's keep up the good work.
Yes, we
will, and we appreciate that, and we thank you, Bishop, for sharing with us this morning. It's always good, and you always have something enlightening for us. So thank you so much, sir.
Oh, you're welcome, time, sir.
All righty. We got Bishop. We talked about Bishop Laster and his anniversary 38th, and he is on the line right now. Good morning, Bishop Laster, and congratulations.
Good morning, Brother Mike Van Tool, along with Miss Detroit, missionary Hattie B. Humphrey, the one and only. Thank you so much for allowing us, inviting us to your radio station. We just appreciate this morning inspiration. This is so much needed in this COVID time. Amen. Some positive thoughts. So we thank God for you.
And I don't know if you heard of our glowing reports of you this morning and your 38 years of ministry there at Greater Pentecostal, that you're an institution in the community and that church, that the community is better off, that the church is there, that you're there. And just hate to think about what would happen if the church wasn't there. But we thank you for your dedication and your love for God, for the people in your community.
Well, I just thank God for my mother. Just taught me to love people and taught me how to get along with people and taught me values. She left me some serious values that has gotten me to the age that I am, 74. And I feel like the man at the pool of Bethesda, at the pool waiting 38 long years. Amen. Wow. So I think we're getting ready to walk, and there's so many things we want to do in this community. And I believe this vision is coming to fruition. We want housing over here. We've been reaching out, and so many. And this was Chandler Park School, the church that we have. It was a very thriving school. So there's some things that we want to get in place, amen, before we leave this earth. But I want to thank a missionary, Hattie B. Humphrey, for the video she sent. It was on Facebook last night. She did a good job. I thank God for just knowing her. We've been friends for so many years,
She's a professional. She's a professional. She took it in one take.
Yeah. Well, she did it. I said, look at that. It just encouraged me to know that we're trying to make some kind of an impact. And it's not even, as I talk to missionary all the time, it's not even about me. It's all about him. It's all about Jesus and what he has done. And he just made choice of me and chose me before the foundation of the world that I should be holy and to be a pattern of good work.
Yeah.
And it's only God. It's only God. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
And then you've always been a bishop that loved the people.
Yes, that's what I told him. I says, when I, my legacy, I want him to put on there, said he definitely loved people. And that's what it's all about.
Right.
God is love. He not only has love, but God is love. This is how you know that you belong to God, that we love one another.
Right.
Yeah. That is the key. That is the
Amen.
Key. And we need that now. I wanted just to add this about loving one another, because every day we see how arguments turn deadly, so deadly. I don't understand where this hate comes from, where you have to kill somebody over a little disagreement. How do these, I get a headache trying to figure out, how does it turn from stepping on somebody's shoe or bumping to them in line to killing somebody?
It's the sign of time, my brother. The enemy is just lurking his head, and because of this COVID, people are walking around with a chip on their shoulder, and it's just, it's a different day. It's a different day. And we're in the last days.
Bishop, it's a sign of the judgment. That's what
yes,
it
ma'am.
Is.
Yes,
the old
you're right,
and
missionary.
All of you. And then God had to get, the churches couldn't get all their attention. God got this put this allow it. It got their attention all over the world.
Yes. It's global. You're right, missionary. It is global. Nobody, there's no big
right.
eyes, little U's, nobody. I don't care how much money you have. We're still affected by it. See, people think that because of the caste system and how much money they have, they think they're
mm-hmm.
better. But this, everybody's on level ground. And the president
yep.
is scratching his head. The doctors are trying to figure this out. But I'm trying
uh-huh.
to figure out what kind of vaccine. They don't even have a vaccine for, that can really stop the flu. So what
right.
would make them think
right.
they're going to get something that's more potent? They can maybe stop the spread of it, but actually a cold has to take its course. The flu has to take its course. Some things just have to take their course.
That's right, Bishop. That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important that we ask for God's protection to take care of us so that we can move about each day and not be affected and destroyed by what's going on. It's so
yes,
important.
Yes.
Now, you've got to be covered. He's got to cover you. He's got to protect you. And that means we have to pray every day. Now, y'all got me preaching. Let me be quiet because the bishop, there's other people better can preach better than me.
Go ahead, Elder Michael Van Sewell, preach.
know.
Oh, we got Providence Christie on the land, too.
Yes, she's here. She's here.
My God. And that video, everybody need to see that video. I think my grandson did that. And that was a lot of, there was a lot of pastors they had on it, along with missionary Hattie B. Humphrey. I was very pleased with that. It was very encouraging. But it was real well put together. That was a lot of work. A lot of work.
Are we replaying it today? Okay. Okay.
That's correct. We're going to replay it today on Facebook at 5 p.m. and also on YouTube at 5 p.m. Greater Pentecostal Temple pages.
Oh,
great.
Right.
Yeah. Right. All right. Tech Post weather. Henrietta, what's the weather like today, just so that we know what we're doing when we're heading out the door? Because all I know is going to be hot.
Well, you know what, Michael? Today's weather is going to be a little hot today. We have a high of 91, mostly sunny, with a humidity of 71 degrees. So it's going to be warm. We're going to get that for the next couple of days. On Monday, it's going to be 90 with sunny and some possible rainstorms. Tuesday, we're going to have 84 and sunny. Wednesday is going to be 85 degrees and sunny. And Thursday, we're going to be 85 degrees and sunny. So we're going to get back into those high 80s, but still with a little humidity and some heat and some sunshine. But, yes, the next couple of days are going to be up in the high humidity. So I would say get your air conditioners ready.
Ready?
Yeah. So, and I think it's going to be like 85 for the rest of the week, every day this week. So we're back to the summer heat. But
yes, we are.
That's for church closed weather. So we cover, Bishop, we cover people that are heading out to church on Sunday morning, so they know how to dress properly. We got the closed weather. We had some problems a little earlier, but I see that it's working out now. By the way, our phone lines are lit up, and we have listeners, many people listening online. We have a bunch of people listening on the phone. Missionary, you talked about it a little earlier. I want to thank all of the listeners across Ohio and Indiana, Ontario, outstate Michigan, Illinois, Missouri, Atlanta. We got a lot of listeners in Atlanta. Thanks for listening to Missionary and I and the Sunday morning team. Florida, thank you guys for listening. We know they are because they call in. And I see some of the numbers here from across the Midwest. So thank you for calling in. Just some short headlines. Governor Gretchen Whitmer met with Joe Biden this week, making her one of the handful of vice presidential finalists to meet with Biden. He's also considering Senator Kamala Harris, security advisor under Barack Obama, Susan Rice, and a few more. So he's going to probably make an announcement this coming week. President Donald Trump. hasn't picked the exact day yet, but that announcement should be made within the next 7 days. So that's going to be interesting. It's going to be very important. I think Elizabeth Warren is still in the running also. I was surprised that the governor was still in the running for this list.
But she wants to be in the running. I don't think she wants the job.
Representative Karen Bass, of the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, she's in the running along with Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. So it's going to be interesting, and it's going to make a lot of an impact when that decision is made in the next few days. President Trump tried to assert some additional executive power yesterday by providing an additional $400 in unemployment benefits. He also signed three other executive orders, but unfortunately, the announcement was basically a campaign speech. It was done at his Florida estate with cheering supporters in the background. He attacked Biden, the Democrats, and the liberals, and made many misstatements, I would say, yesterday. At one point, CNN questioned him, and he decided to walk off and ended the press conference right away. Although the executive orders appear to be helpful, like putting in the $400, it may not be legal. So, all right, any of you, Sunday morning team, you have some other news stories for us?
I have a strange but funny story out of the Australian outback. It's in a town called Yeraka, and they, as we know around the world, lots of people are struggling, but they have two emu siblings, and emus are like ostriches. They look like them, but they're not. They're a different type of a bird, but they are nicknamed Kevin and Carol. They typically pose for photos in this particular town, and there is a hotel with a bar, and the emu siblings have learned to climb stairs, and so they have been in the bar causing all kind of trouble, snatching toast and french fries. and the people at the bar had to put them out because the emus were practicing bad behavior. And so one of the things that they have said is that even though they know how to climb stairs, because apparently they learned how to climb stairs to get to their food, they had to put up a bar, an actual physical metal bar across the doorway so that they cannot come in. So poor Kevin and Carol are struggling out in the Australian outback trying to get more toast and french fries.
Wow.
That's funny.
Two animals from walking to the bar. Wow. Wow. That was, I laughed when I first read that, Kimberly. You sent me a clip of it, and I read that, and that was so funny. Just that you would think that they were people, but they're animals, and they barred the animals from coming to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other news stories, team?
I have one, Michael, that's really an amazing love story. It's out of Savannah, Georgia, where a couple who's been married 80 years are both celebrating their 100th birthday together. This is the story of Billy and Natalie Jones, who were both born in 1918. And if you are familiar with the 1918 year, that's the year the Spanish flu pandemic hit. And they both were born that year. And so on Saturday, family and friends of the Joneses held a parade to celebrate their 100th birthdays. Mr. Jones is quoted as saying he's very, very in love with her, and he was speechless to say that the love that they both share through troubled times has held them together for over 80 years. They were both born in the month of August. Mr. Jones just celebrated his centennial on August 7th, and Mrs. Jones hit hers on the 11th. So they are 100 years old together, and they have celebrated 80 years of beautiful marriage bliss.
Great.
Wow.
Great. Great story.
What a beautiful story.
Yep. LaToya started that. LaToya started this good news, and I like it.
Yes, she did.
Just like close weather, we're going to keep the good news, too. We're keeping good news, yeah.
All right. Those are good stories.
Yeah.
All right.
Evangelist Christy, did you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, because I know you basically you getting ready for 11 o'clock service this morning, so I know you got a lot to do. Missionary?
Yeah, God bless all of you, my family, and I want everybody, all of those, this is what I want you to do. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go, and I promise you all will be well. God bless you.
God bless you. And missionary, I want to thank you, too, for a great lunch earlier this week. Really appreciate that. I tell you.
Yes.
You know, Henrietta and I spent some time with missionary. We were getting the video done and everything. And missionary turned around and cooked us a dinner.
Amazing meal. It was delicious.
And I had some, you know, just like a restaurant, I had leftovers and I took it home with me and had it. It was great pork chops. And I mean, it was almost like a Thanksgiving.
It was delicious.
It
was very good.
It's amazing.
I'm so jealous. I missed out on it.
I'm sorry. I should have called the whole team. That was my mistake, you know. But we had a great time. Different pots on the table. It was just like everything. It was like potatoes.
Everything was amazing.
Vegetables and pork chops.
And you know, Michael, we like to eat the potatoes and bell pepper and all that kind of stuff together.
Mm.
That's what I had for you.
And the peppers, yeah. And green peppers. It was great. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much. We had a good time.
Yes, thank you very much.
That video, but this just shows you now how times have changed that, you know, we're doing sending video clips now for different things,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's just how it is now. We got to catch up, you know, to reality and the day now. And that's what we're dealing with. And, you know, we did have some technical difficulties earlier, but it's true. As soon as I shut down and restarted, and missionaries was on the line. Everything started working out great. So, missionary, thanks for bringing your presence here this morning on the program, because it made things work out so much smoother once you got on the line. Yeah, you don't even know the impact you had on today.
God bless you.
Yeah, great. But I encourage, you know, everybody that's listening, especially here in Detroit, to make sure you go out and vote in November. And Henrietta, missionary, we definitely have to dedicate a couple of programs as we get close to the election to focus on voting. And I know that your passion,
Yep.
Henrietta, to, you know, get people out to vote, and we're going to have to start really pushing as we get towards October and the beginning of November to get people to get out to vote. And that's why I'm so glad that each one of us, just imagine that, each one of us here is working hard in our own special way. And that's just like in God's kingdom. We, like right now, each one of us, Evangelist Christy Laster, missionary, Kimberly, Henrietta, and myself, we all have a part to play to make this world better.
And that's what
it takes, all of us doing our part. Same way with voting. We all do our part to get people out to vote, because people talk about religion and politics don't mix. Yes, they do. Because
they do.
We've got the people that we elect have to believe in God. They have to be spiritual.
Amen.
And because if not, they're not going to treat you good. They're not going to work mm-hmm. on your behalf. So it makes
mm-hmm.
a difference. They're not going to do anything to help people. They're not going to love people. So we got to have Christian
that's right
in positions
that's
you know
right.
and it's so critical. If we mm-hmm. don't, then we're gonna suffer through the things that a lot of the things that we suffer through now. We're gonna suffer through lying and corruption and mistreatment and things like that, and people who don't care. I've never seen so many people who don't care about other people as we do now. And it's so important.
And also, too, Maca, America hadn't had a whole lot of wars and a whole lot of trouble all over the whole land. This is the time that the whole world in America, with the trouble they're going through, it didn't just happen. Like I told you, said before, God got everybody's attention. People are praying they never prayed before. Treating folks better than ever. Their lifestyle has changed. Some of them staying at home. Some of these women ain't never cleaned up the house. You know, God.
True.
Yeah.
Some go out to church and go do things now. They take more baths now. They clean themselves up. I'm just playing tick, but everything I say is the truth.
True that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'll change.
Tell
me. Am I right? Yes, amen.
Yes,
you're right.
Amen.
And God gave, He's given us an opportunity to focus on ourselves and to make ourselves and our families and our situations better. During this time, He brought families together. Yes, there's a lot of families that are going through and they have gone through a lot of things, but there's also a lot of families that have been brought together finally for the first time. Look at what happened. Kids came back from school, work, businesses shut down, and everybody had to come back home. And we had to sit at the dining room table and talk to each other and eat.
Amen.
And everybody together. So God knows what He's doing. He knows what He's doing.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get through this. And God is gonna reward those who were steadfast and stayed with Him, even though things were bad. And you know, instead of complaining, you thank God for getting you through another day. You thank
Amen.
Him.
Amen. Yes, you
and
do.
Let me. There I go again. I need to stop. I need. I'm a poet, not a preacher.
Amen. Preach on, brother.
Preach on, brother.
2 minutes left. Thank you all, missionary. I'll leave it to you. We got 2 minutes.
Ooh,
missionary.
Hello.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes. I'm just leaving. Any last remark?
Oh, just wanted to tell her. I bless everybody, and my motto is, don't forget. Take time out for the Lord, and He will keep you in perfect peace. Bless all of y'all, and I love you so much. Bless
God
you.
God bless you
we
all.
Love you
thank
too.
You. Thank you, Sunday morning team. Thanks, missionary. Thank you, callers. Thank you, all of you that are calling in. The line, there's absolutely every line was full today. I didn't even really focus on that too much, Sunday morning team, but we have a number of people listening and streaming online, so we want to thank everybody. God bless you. Have a safe week. Stay safe. Stay secure. God, have a great week.
Likewise.
Great.
Have a
great
weekend,
everyone.
Everybody.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
All right.
Love you.